relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com. We are back. Did you enjoy our coronavirus special? I tell you something, herding those gentlemen, it's a challenge, but it's a pleasurable one. If you missed any part of it, we will be posting the whole hour with Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Larry Elder, Mike Gallagher, and our special White House correspondent, Greg Cluxton, for the latest updates and their take on the China virus. We're going to stay with our friends on the West Coast. It is that time of the week. Our warrior princess, intrepid war correspondent from the frontiers of the identity war, the political, what should we call it? Let's just call it the culture war. She's Jennifer Horn, host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show on AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. Follow her on Twitter at Jennifer Horn. Jennifer, I was talking to midnight last night. I get a text. Somebody's texting me. Are you a night owl?
I hope so, because you're texting me at midnight.
Right. I said, yeah, luckily I am and have been since I'm a child. And he says, can you talk now? I said, okay, let me quietly get out of bed without waking up my wife. And it was a buddy of mine who is a conservative media director, movie maker in Hollywood. No names. Oh. No names.
I know we can't out them because they'll be in trouble.
We are going to protect the innocent. And he was telling me, it is cray-cray where you are. Yeah. He says it is like the movie, this is way before your time, Omega Man with Charlton Heston. There is the sagebrush rolling down the L.A. highways. And he says when he goes to work, because he's not a snowflake, he just goes to work, the majority of the employees are crying off saying, oh, we can't come into the office, we're going to die. And the only people, he says, on the roads are ethnic minorities.
You know,
because they actually aren't scared and they have a job to
working.
Do. And they're working.
Yeah.
Can you confirm that?
I can absolutely confirm it. In fact, I was just talking with your producer about how my commute at the end of the day has gone from 45 minutes to an hour to about 20 or 25 minutes.
Nice.
Because there is just nobody on the streets, which is really strange, because even on the weekends in Southern California and Los Angeles, where I live, there are traffic jams all over the place. For me, and I almost feel guilty enjoying it because, you know, there are people who are suffering and who are sick. But the silver lining of this is that the roads are just, they're so easy to navigate. I mean, in the mornings, we do The Morning Answer. I host it with Brian Whitman. And we've even really cut down on our traffic reports because more people are interested in getting updates on the news, what's going on right now, rather than traffic.
You ever think that would happen?
Never in L.A., ever.
Right. Let's talk about the stories you've sent us and the stories that our team has chosen here. I put two next to each other because I think there's this kind of negative synergy. There's like matter and antimatter. We have the LA Times saying that gun stores must close amid the coronavirus restrictions, according to the LA County Sheriff. And on the other hand, a story that you sent me that kind of would deem that not the best move. What is LA County doing with the prisons?
This is how bad the messaging of LA County is. First, these two messages that we're going to talk about happened in the same interview. The sheriff of LA County is Alex Villanueva, and he's newly elected, just in office, and he went on to the Fox affiliate, the local Fox affiliate here in Los Angeles, and he said on Monday morning that the county was going to start closing gun stores. Now, gun stores in California, it's been a huge story for us locally. they've had lines around the corner during this time of safer at home because everybody's at home. Everybody's a little worried about what comes next.
It's the same here.
Yeah, the anxiety is high. And so people are trying to get ammunition and they're trying to get guns. And I have a friend who owns Bullseye Sport in Riverside. You may have met him before.
Yes.
His name is Vince Torres. He's fantastic. He's like, he actually had to close one day to restock. They're just buying everything out. So people in California are really exercising their Second Amendment rights. Well, I guess the problem is that Alex Villanueva came out on Monday morning and he said, we're going to be closing down gun shops. They will no longer be considered essential businesses. They are non-essential. We will be closing them down, meaning the sheriffs are going to be going to these gun stores and closing them down. And, oh, by the way, we're also today letting out 1,700 inmates from LA County jails because we don't want to get them exposed to the coronavirus. Now, I have a couple of issues. The first is that the government is asking us to trust them an awful lot. I don't care where you are in the country, federal, local, Republicans, Democrats, they're asking us to trust them by putting all these regulations on our life for us giving up our freedoms voluntarily. We are trusting. We're giving trust to the government. And you're telling me in LA County that under the most controlled of circumstances, which is a jail where you can control who's in, who's out, how far people are, what they eat for lunch, when they take a nap, when they go to the bathroom, that you can't control the spread of the coronavirus under those circumstances, and you want us to trust the government to take care of us with us giving away all of our freedoms?
Let the criminals out, but you can't buy guns.
Right.
I always have the same question for you, and I'm just, that's why you're our correspondent out there. Do Californians care when they hear that inmates are being released? Is there any response?
And I love that I love when I can give you good news because I hate to be one of those Californians that just drone on and on about how crazy California is with no optimism. And so here's the story. The backlash, even in Los Angeles County, where pretty much every, liberals congregate. This is a breeding ground for progressive ideology. There was so much backlash to this announcement by Alex Villanueva that he backtracked and he sent out a tweet earlier today that said the LA County Sheriff's Department enforcement efforts to close non-essential businesses have been suspended. California Governor Gavin Newsom will determine what qualifies as a non-essential business. Please send your questions in that direction to the statewide office instead of our local county office. So they backed off because there was such an outpouring of people who were outraged by this. And truly, if this went on for a long time, I think it would be a legal issue because constitutionally, you're not guaranteed the right to go to a retail store to buy arms, but you certainly have the right to bear arms.
Yes.
So the gun lobby, I think, could at least craft some sort of lawsuit against LA County had they decided to move forward and shut down those businesses.
Well, we are very happy to get a little bit of good news out of California. And that's why you are our regular guest here on America First. Let's squeeze in one more story with Jennifer Horn. Let's talk about one of our favorites. He always seems to crop up, and that is, of course, Mayor Garcetti. What's his latest brilliant plan, Jennifer?
I told you that I kind of cringe when Mayor Garcetti, because every day we're getting a press conference, and by and large, he's been doing a good job, I will say that. But I'm always waiting for what they're going to take away next. And yesterday, the mayor announced that any business who is operating that is non-essential, that is still operating, trying to get away with something, they're going to send ambassadors to knock on their doors. Now, when you think of an ambassador, don't you think of like an ambassador of goodwill?
I think of people who go to fancy cocktail parties, of white tablecloth dinners. Is that what are they sending out? Diplomats
with their white gloves? No, they're coming out with plastic gloves. Rubber gloves. But they're going to come knocking on businesses in LA County, and if those businesses they don't deem them to be essential, they're going to give them a warning to get out. If they don't, they're shutting off their water and power. That's the next step.
That's incredible.
Make sure everybody's at home. I know.
I mean, that really is Orwellian. I'm sorry.
Well, and it's also, I got into a conversation with Brian, my co-host on The Morning Answer, and he said, well, you're supportive of people staying home. And I said, yes, if people are choosing to stay home, then I am supportive. But I do not want ever, and I do not support ever, the government trying to tell me which businesses are essential and which businesses are non-essential.
Right.
Because in my mind, in this country, every business is essential, and it's up to them to decide if they can send their workers home and if they are able to set up some workable arrangement where they can get out of their offices. But it's not up to Mayor Garcetti sending ambassadors door to door to knock and shut your power off if they feel you're in violation.
Yeah, well, it's not just California, my dear. It's over here as well. I went past a park that I love to enjoy with my dog on dog walking mornings, and Governor Northam, the butcher of Richmond, has closed all parks and trails in Virginia. The insanity continues. But as long as Jennifer Horn is out there on the West Coast, she will keep us sane. Follow her right now at Jennifer Horn. She is with CRNTalk.com and host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Dodd Show. Stay safe, my friend. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Next up, we have Congressman Steve Scalise. But first, I have to thank you for all your help. Tens of thousands of dollars you've donated to our Food for the Poor campaign to help the starving children of Guatemala. The situation is dire. Imagine if it's not toilet paper you're missing, but you can't find food. You can't even grow food.
Average daytime temperatures in Guatemala have risen over the past decade, and when it does rain, it often pours for days, washing the topsoil away. Guatemala already has the highest rate of child malnutrition in the Western Hemisphere, and in the Western Highlands, indigenous subsistence farmers make up half the population.
We will weather the storm. We will come out the other side of the coronavirus even stronger than we were before, but in the meantime, if you have been blessed, if you have everything you need, let's help others who don't. The children are hungry. Your donation makes a difference. Go to sebgorka.com, click on the Feed the Starving Families banner, or call them on 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. sebgorka.com. Donate today. Back with Congressman Scalise next.
Sense out of today's nonsense. Here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
You know how they say everything's relative? It's not true. Some things aren't relative. Truth is truth, and falsehood is falsehood. But some things can be relative. I was looking at my, scratching my knee, looking at my nice 10-inch scar where I had my recent operation. I was thinking, oh no, I've got my first physiotherapy session tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., getting a little bit trepidatious about my first physio to try and get my knee working again. And I was thinking to myself, oh dear, is it going to be bad? And then I remembered who my next guest is. And then I thought, what an idiot I am. He is Congressman Steve Scalise, a man who showed what it means to never give up, a man who they tried to assassinate on that baseball diamond not far from our studio. And he showed the American way. My gosh, it put everything in perspective for me. God bless you, and welcome back to America First, Congressman Steve Scalise.
Well, Sebastian, always great to be back with you. Lucky to be alive, but always ready to do battle for the people that made this country great. And there's a lot of them out there struggling right now. So thanks for what you do to get the word out.
It was a powerful image. I will never forget it, with you on your crutches coming back to work for the first day on the Congress. It was it's inspirational. We have to talk about what's going on Capitol Hill right now, and I need your take. We have a very angry, it's very weird because CNN are on their side. They're in the back pocket of the Democrats. This is Dana Bash interviewing Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and I need to get the House Republican Whip, Congressman Steve Scalise's response. Play Nancy Pelosi, cut two.
I don't have time to follow people's tweets, so don't expect me to comment
on
them.
Well, even beyond Twitter, the President of the United States is
saying
that he could open it up. What is your opinion on that?
My opinion is that it is not scientific based. He's notion mongering as he does almost every day. So rather than waste any time on commenting on the president, I would rather spend our time focusing on the fact that any president or anybody with responsibility should be scientifically inclined, evidence based.
Evidence based
scientifically inclined and take responsibility. She's angry about tweets, twits, and Twitters, and she's, I don't know what nation or notion mongering is, but is it unfair to say, Congressman Scalise, that we are now in the third day of delays to the coronavirus, Chinese virus response package, and that delay can really be laying at the feet of one person, and her name is Nancy Pelosi?
Absolutely. And look, whether or not she's familiar with Twitter, she ought to become familiar with the real world out there, because there are people struggling, literally making decisions today, yesterday. Sebastian, you know this, every day. Do I make my payroll, or do I lay off my whole workforce because I don't have cash flow and I can't do both? And the only lifeline that was out there was a bill that was being negotiated by Republicans and Democrats for over a week in a constructive way. And then she flies in from San Francisco Sunday and literally blows the whole thing up, comes up with this crazy socialist wish list of things from the Green New Deal to post office bailouts to same-day voter registration.
Yeah.
Like, what does that have to do with coronavirus? All the calls I've received in the last week, not one of them has said, hey, can you make same-day voter registration a mandate? This is crazy, and it cost us, Sebastian, two full days, and now we're on a 2.5 days where we could have actually gotten that bill to the president's desk and rescued millions of people's jobs. And so hopefully we still get this done. Obviously, it's finally gotten back on track, and you know, where you could find things you like and don't like, but every business owner I talk to say they need this relief today. They could have used it 3 days ago if Pelosi wouldn't have jammed it all up. And I think she's gotten a backlash from it. And a lot of her members who were playing that partisan game are getting a backlash. But we have to get this done to rescue our economy so we have something to go back to. You know, when, as the president says, at some point, and hopefully it's by Easter, we can have a great American resurrection where we come back in our country and our economy comes back. People can have jobs to go back to. But every single day that Congress waits while Nancy Pelosi decides how much socialist garbage she's going to try to get, because she's not going to get it. But it's going to cost us days where literally every day thousands of jobs are being lost. People are being laid off that we could otherwise save with a bipartisan effort.
Yeah, the powerful words, this American resurrection versus the socialist garbage. The president used that incredible imagery, and then he tweeted out 2 days ago, we cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself. You proudly represent the 1st Congressional District of Louisiana. I see you very much, Congressman Scalise, in the mold of the true citizen politician, not a career politician. As such, you have very good connection to your constituents. What are you hearing from the people of Louisiana? Are they ready for the president's direction? Are they ready to get back to work? Are they prepared to follow his lead?
Sebastian, they absolutely are. And in fact, I've been doing conference calls every day with business groups, with groups of everything from restaurants, your local restaurants. New Orleans, we've got great restaurants, and they're great people, are wonderful in the community, but they're all struggling right now. But they're not complaining. They're just giving good ideas and saying, look, I want to be able to bring my restaurant back. I want to be able to bring my workforce back. And these are things we need. And frankly, we've been able to get a lot of that into this bill, but it hasn't passed yet because they're playing these games, and it's life and death games that they're playing. And so what these businesses are saying, and I've talked to everybody from your smallest local restaurant to people that run the biggest corporations in the world, you know, and you know people like Stephen Moore, the Wall Street Journal, yes, did a really good editorial on this, where, you know, everybody realizes, look, we've got to be smarter, and we are smarter today. We wash our hands more. We're social distancing. But at some point, we are going to have to say, all right, let's get through the spike, and then people are going to have to start getting back to work and using safer methods to interact. But if you shut the economy down for 2 or 3 months, there won't be anything to come back to.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's always a balance where you have to be as safe as possible. But every day you walk out of the house, Sebastian, 170 people die of car accidents. So you buckle your seatbelt. You look both ways. You can't control what other drivers are doing, but you know, I'm going to live my life, and let's be smarter about it. But right now we're in the middle of getting through this. Let's give this lifeline to families who don't want to have to miss their house note payment. This bill, by the way, allows banks to give forbearance where they can say, I'm going to give you 3 months of relief while you don't have any money coming in, where, you know, maybe your loan is due in 10 years. It'll be due in 10 years and 3 months. But today I'm going to give you breathing room. That ability is in this bill. Right now the regulators won't allow that. Our bill allows that to happen.
That's great.
And to help those small businesses be able to make payroll, and make their rent payments, because again, they get the same forbearance, they get the same relief while they're paying their employees.
We only have 1 minute left with Steve Scalise, congressman for the first congressional district of Louisiana. There are people who, as you said, are in dire straits right now. They're on the verge of losing their business. You have a great, great role model perch to talk to them from. You're a man who was almost killed by an assassin's bullet. You are a man who came back stronger than ever to lead us to fight the good fight. What is your message after you've gone through all of that, Steve Scalise, to those people who are really, really in a bind right now?
What I say is, number one, we all know that our neighbors are in the same boat as us. Everybody's in the same position, but everybody's sticking together. People are keeping their heads. I went through Hurricane Katrina and saw a lot of similar things on a much smaller scale. But what you saw is you really did have neighbors helping neighbors. That wasn't the time for people to bicker with each other. Everybody had to pull together, and we got through that. We will get through this, Sebastian. We just want to make sure when we get through it, we have these same businesses, these same jobs, the same great American dream that we've always had.
This, too, will end. Listen to this man. Follow him at Steve Scalise. Let's pull through this together. God bless you, Congressman. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and the battle for 1600.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
The coronavirus aid package that should have been passed on Sunday. They were negotiating into the wee hours last night, I think till 1 or 2 a.m. Why? Why couldn't it be passed? Because Nancy wanted to stuff it full of her own interests. Incredible things such as $35 million for the Kennedy Arts Center, writing off $11 billion of post office debt with whose money? Your money. And then, of course, the crazy ideological stuff. Write-offs and subsidies for solar energy companies, making it a mandatory aspect of those companies that receive any money from the federal government, that they have a union representative on the board of directors, and that they have diversity, adequate diversity as well. And then perhaps the most shocking of all, this went the rounds yesterday on Twitter, Jerry Nadler, because it's his constituency, of course, wants $4 billion for the museums of New York. They don't have requisite numbers of respirators because of bad decisions by the governor of New York in the past, but let's have $4 billion for the museums. I know somebody will have an opinion on that. He's our regular guest. He is the Baron Boris Epstein. He is on the advisory board of the Trump 2020 campaign, former special assistant to President Trump. Follow him at Boris EP. Boris, this is sheer madness.
It's partly madness and partly what we've come to expect from these do-nothing, doomsday Democrats. And that is very sad for me to say, but that's just the reality. And we could be disappointed, we could be shocked, we could be disgusted, and we should be all those things. But you know what we can't be? We can't be surprised. Because that's who the Democrats have very sadly become. They've become the party of just ridiculous pork, the party of obstruction, and the party of forgetting about the American people.
That there's a point at which you think there's got to be some political strategic nous, is what they say in the UK, just some common sense. Where do they think this will win them vote? The base that loves AOC and the Green New Steel and the crazy social justice warrior agenda, they're going to vote for Democrats whatever happens. But
I don't know if you're seeing it, Boris. I'm seeing it on my social media feeds. It's not just conservatives that are angry. There are Democrats who are so angry about what they're hearing about Nancy, they're saying, I'm never, ever going to vote Democrat again. How do they think this is good for them? Or are they just so blinded?
They're so blinded. And you saw that during the Russia hoax. You saw that during the impeachment hoax. Yeah. And now you've seen it here. And they are so completely set off by their Trump derangement syndrome. They are still so angry about losing in 2016, and they're angry and premonition about losing in 2020. They're just acting completely irrationally, and they're getting pushback. As you said, Democrats are getting pushback. Nancy Pelosi and her lackey Chuck Schumer are getting pushback, not just from Republicans, but also from Democrats and from friendly outlets, yeah, from CNN and NBC. So they overplayed their hand. Chuck Schumer and the Senate Democrats spent the weekend negotiating with Senate Republicans. They had a deal. Nancy Pelosi came in, tried to stuff it full of pork. And now the deal they agreed to that's going to get voted on today in the Senate is largely the same deal,
right,
that they had 4 days ago. But guess what? Americans are spending more and more days waiting on that relief.
Yes.
Hospitals are waiting on that relief. Americans who can't pay rent and who are missing paychecks are waiting on that relief. All for what? For Nancy Pelosi to try to get money for her buddies at the Kennedy Center? Yeah. Disgusting.
In the last minute we have with Boris Epstein, following him at Boris EP. Is it just me, or does it look like Schumer's been less visible in the last couple of weeks? And it's like Nancy's now the boss. Am I seeing things?
Well, that's very interesting you said that, because that's been my thought too. What's happening with Chuck Schumer?
Yeah.
Since when does the minority leader, the leader of his party in the Senate, take second fiddle to the Speaker of the House?
Right.
That is unheard of. It's unconscionable.
Yeah.
You wouldn't see that. You know, if God forbid, you had Senator McConnell as minority leader and then Kevin McCarthy as Speaker. God forbid, meaning if we lost the majority in the Senate. God willing, the Republicans win the majority in the House. But if it flipped, you wouldn't have McConnell play second fiddle to Kevin McCarthy.
No.
And vice versa. They have good respect with one another.
No,
but one wouldn't come in and override the other,
right,
like that.
We don't have the requisite data yet, but both Boris and I have identified something. There's something going on there. We'll get back to Boris in a moment here on America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting coast to coast from our bunker. We're in the studio. We don't hesitate. We're not snowflakes. Why? Because we've taken our balance of nature. Now more than ever, it is crucial to stay healthy. What Dr. Douglas Howard has created is a remarkable product. Every time I take those six little capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables, I am taking 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. That's just how healthy this product is, and it can also boost your immunity, which is so crucial right now. If you use my name, Dr. Douglas Howard will give you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com or call them 800-246-8751. It's an easy number, but do write it down, 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com. But whichever way you order it, you've got to use the secret code GORKA. I take it every day, so should you. Balanceofnature.com.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
You've got to get a bit of exercise. You've got to eat well. And perhaps most important of all, you've got to rest well. Your health depends upon you getting a good night's sleep. Do what I and millions of Americans do, including the president. We use Mike Lindell's premium My Pillows. He sold 45 million of them. They're that good. They never overheat. They never lose their shape. 10-year warranty. And if you use my name, you'll get the biggest discount he's ever offered on TV or radio. 60% off all his products. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800 800-829-8468. 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Special code Gorka, G-O-R-K-A. We are back with our good friend, the Baron, Boris.
Here I am, the Baron.
The Baron. We've just recorded our latest episode of our separate special podcast. It's called The Battle for 1600. You guys are loving it. We get texts every day, messages. It's focused on the election, but also the political ramifications of everything that's going on. Check it out. You can go to iTunes, subscribe to it separately. The Battle for 1600, also available on YouTube as a video. One of the things we discussed in there, and I need to expand upon it because it's so crucial right now. It's remarkable, despite the fact that we've had 900 people die. We've got a hot zone in New York. The president, his leadership has had a striking effect on the morale of the American people and even the markets. In just this week, we've seen two massive rallies on the Dow, on the S&P, and we've seen this very powerful messaging about how many people have tested negative for it, how many people have recovered. And also this very, I think it's beautiful. It's symbolic, but I think it's also speaks to the soul and the spirit when the president talks about rebirth and talks about Easter as hopefully being the target for getting us back on track. All of this is also resulting in some amazing approval ratings. Correct, Boris?
Amazing approval ratings. The president's approval on the coronavirus is 60%. And his overall approval rating is right about 50%. Some have it at 49, others have it at over 50. So, which is the highest of this presidency, which tells you what? That the American people are recognizing the president's leadership. They're recognizing what he's doing and speaking directly to them from that podium every single day. And they're seeing that what we need to get done is what this president is doing and keeping us healthy and keeping us safe. That's exactly what he's doing.
Now, as somebody who's worked in the markets, you understand how these things moved on Wall Street. This is crucial. This kind of very tangible form of leadership, the fact that the president almost every day now is having his coronavirus response team stand with him at the podium. He gives the big strategic overview, the update, and then he defers to Deborah Birx, Ambassador Birx, Dr. Fauci, the Rear Admiral Jerome Adams, who's the Surgeon General, to talk about the concrete things that have occurred, such as the new vaccine. That has a very powerful effect on markets, does it not?
Very powerful. And the markets want to see things get done. That's why you've had the markets do very well yesterday, the best day for the Dow since 1933, the best day for the S&P since 2008, and now today you're seeing another about 1,000-point rise
yes.
in the Dow. So the Dow is, again, up. It's up almost 5%. The S&P is up almost about 3.5%. So you're seeing the markets respond to the president's leadership and to the Senate Democrats finally stopping their hypocritical, cynical ways and getting something done, which, by the way, the White House has been absolutely key in. You saw Treasury Secretary Mnuchin being in the Senate almost 24/7 for the last 5 days, getting this deal done.
Yes.
So both of those things have to be attributed to President Trump, because it's his administration that got this $2 trillion relief package across the line, seemingly, hopefully. And it's President Trump who's telling the country, be safe, practice social distancing. But soon enough, as Easter approaches, which is in about 2+ weeks, which is also during Passover. Passover starts a little earlier and ends later. Passover starts on April 8th. As the holy days of April approach, the president is going to look to open this country back up, to not let the cure be worse than the sickness.
Yeah.
He's seen the mortality rates, thankfully, be much, much lower by huge gradients than they were feared to be. And let's hope that continues. And this country comes back and comes back with full force. And you will also, I think, see that in the markets. Now, as you mentioned, I've worked in finance for a long time. I've been in it. This is in no way me giving advice to any of our friends, any folks, any listeners on what to buy, what to sell, what stocks to buy, what funds to buy. I'm giving you my perspective. And, you know, historical, as we say, right, historical performance is no indication of the future. But historically, in 2009, for example, the bottom of the stock market was right before the big relief package was passed. Maybe, just maybe, we're seeing that here again, and we're turning a corner. And you're having major investors like Bill Ackman echo that, who just said he went from being negative on the market and betting on it to go down to now betting over $2 billion on it to go up.
And the thing, and we have a minute left with Boris Epstein, follow him at Boris EP. The thing that is just not reported adequately in all of this media coverage is the starting point, right?
Correct.
The market was record-breaking in terms of the 25 to 35% of sheer increased volume each market had enjoyed under the Trump administration.
50%, actually.
Well, yeah, it depends which index, but we'll say between 30 to 50%.
Correct.
But if you're starting from a much larger pie, then your resiliency to these kinds of national emergencies is much greater.
Totally. The president, and he said this, the president gave this country unbelievable cushion by cutting taxes through deregulation, through fair trade deals. And on the Dow, you saw a right about 50% rise from his election to February of this year.
Right.
That's a huge cushion. And that's what we've been able to enjoy. And now, again, we're rising. Again, we're up. Again, we're up from that election time period. We're up by about, I want to say, about 20% almost from that time. And we're going to continue to rise. We're going to continue to go up because you know why? You better believe people are going to travel. People are going to go on cruises.
America,
people are going to hotels and go to restaurants.
America is going to get back to work. And
no
with
question.
President Trump in the White House, it's going to be sooner rather than later. We've been talking to my buddy, Boris Epstein, former special assistant to President Trump and member of the advisory board of the Trump 2020 campaign. Thank you, Boris. Stay safe. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. If you are suffering from daily pain, how about we find you a way out of that pain? If you're fed up with taking synthetic painkillers that aren't good for you, have negative side effects, try a product I've been taking now for 16 months that works incredibly for me. It is natural, it has no negative side effects, and it attacks the source of the pain, which is the inflammation. It's called Relief Factor. You can order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com. That is less than a dollar a day to find out if Relief Factor can liberate you from your daily aches and pains. $19.95, 3-week quick starter pack, ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. You deserve to be the next success story. This is America First.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
I do like that chap's style, the optimism, the sunny attitude of Boris Epstein. That's why he's a regular here, and that's why you like him so much. He brings that attitude, but also a historic perspective and a little bit of a faith perspective as well, and that's so crucial in times like these. Let me be very clear about the future of this nation in the short and the long term. We have not had the fundamentals of our nation change. The geostrategy, the geopolitics, the geography. Yes, the economy is hurting. Yes, people are going on to the unemployment rolls. And yes, some people have died as a result of the coronavirus. Nevertheless, this is still America. We are still the greatest nation on God's earth. We will recover. We will bounce back. And as you heard Boris say, it's crucial to note what will happen in 2 months' time, 6 months' time, a year's time. Everything that we did before the coronavirus, the Wuhan coronavirus affected us, will happen again. People will go to restaurants. People will frequent bars. Young men and women will go back to school, back to college. We will be using our offices again. We will be traveling, we'll be going on vacation, and we will be using hotels. All of this will happen again, which means we will have the building blocks to return to where we were. And God bless our nation in a time like this to have somebody who's not a politician be the person who is helming the ship of state. The fact that we have a successful businessman, a man who isn't beholden to all those things you heard me list earlier in the show today, all those interests, the unions, the ideology, the vested interests, the petty projects, the pork. Donald Trump, our 45th president, he's not tied to any of those. And as a result, all he cares about is fixing the given problem. And right now, he made it clear in that tweet 2 days ago, late at night, that the cure cannot be worse than the disease. It's apparent to me he has made his decision. America needs to get back on its feet. We will continue to protect those who are most vulnerable. Areas such as New York will need special attention. But the rest of America needs to come back and will come back. And we will be there. I am Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. God bless you all.